Gemara. Why Rebbe Elazar? I'm in the chaver and Meshach behem rezu. Likin is kam shalem ma'u. Meshach behem rezu. Amanas likin is kam shalem ma'u. Mekuch u'memker. We'll see in a minute. Why does Rashi say dafka? Not in a minute. We'll see maybe tomorrow. Why Rashi say dafka mekuch u'memker? Rashi says first that the tzad, that the kinyan on the meshicha on the behema is going to help for the kelim is only by mekuch u'memker, something which needs a iyum. U'merchel es a kelim u'les behema. He's selling in the behema, the kelim, not the behema. Likeres become the kinyan. Likeres mashva ata hiskav likeres. I need any makril. I'm probably going to do it with a lashon. Hello, Meshach behem rezu kini kam shel amau. Mima hani meshicha the behema la kmiya kelim aloi. Talking about a case, says Rashi, well, you're not coming to buy the behemoth, you're coming to buy the kelim. Amar Rava, Yamalei, kini behemoth, ukini kelim, mikoni kelim, chatzim alachas, meduyuk. That if it would have been makna the behemoth also, then there wouldn't have been a shayla. Why not? You have the same shayla? The answer is because it worked as chatzim, like you were, chatzim alachas, lekana, b'chidema kisha amda, b'kosha yidum alach, lekana. It was a bit kfusa. The case was talking about a case of kfusa. So what's the maskana of the Gemara? The scholarly Gemara was that a guy had kelim on an animal, and kelim are very heavy, so he doesn't want to make a ma'is mashiach on the kelim, so how does he make a ma'is mashiach on the behemah? He's not coming to buy the behemah. If he would come to buy the, he says, of course. The case was, Shaykh behemah zu lichem is kelim, you're not coming to buy the behemah. If you would come to buy the behemah, you would be kind of the kelim as chotzer. I chotzer ma'alach is not kind, it's not a good chotzer. We're talking about kfusa, the animal's tied up. So it's easier for some reason to drag the animal, even though the animal is tied up. And then through the animal, I'm being kind of the kelim. If I would have been kind of the animal also, then I would have been kind of the kelim mitad the din of chatzah. But I wasn't kind of the kelim. So I'm perpetrating a ma'aseh meshicha to the animal to be kind of the kelim on top of the animal. And it's talking about a case of kfusa, that's the gemara. So there's a usual vuch over here, which drips down all the way to the chayim that I printed out today. What's the topic of the gemara? Why, yeah, why not? But so, let's begin the journey. We'll start with Tosfos over here. I need you to see the first two lines of Tosfos. Zok Tosfos. Mi boyer le digmar al shayel the kibud the meshichas of behemah shalachas me'atzma lo yishayach bekelim lo yikin al kelim avol amar meshach kupa v'kini kelim shebetach pshita le dekani. Stop here. Second of Tosfos is a different zach. Tosfos made a diuk in the Gemara. Why the Gemara asked the question? Dafka in a case where you're schlepping the animal and the kelim was on it. Why don't you give a simple case where there's a kelim in a box and you move the box, not the kelim? Simple case. That's Tosfos' diuk, by the way. Tosfos' diuk is that why did the Gemara stole the shayla in a case where it's kelim on a behema and you're schlepping the behema? Give a classic case where you have something in a box. You don't want to pick up the kelim and you schlep the box. You schlep the thing that's holding the kelim. Why did the Gemara talk about a behema? A weird case. Every Tosfos, Kibun the Meshichas of Behemah Shalachas Me'atzmo L'Shach B'Kelim, says Tosfos an interesting thing, that the way Meshicha works by Behemah is different than the way it works by Kelim. By Kelim, the way Meshicha works is that you drag it. By Behemah, you get the animal to move by itself, but the nature of the Meshicha is different. Therefore, Abel Imamah Meshach Kuba B'Kini Kelim Shabbatach B'Shita Le'i Dekani, why? Because they're both the same types of Meshicha. Very interesting terrors of Tosfos. Tosfos answers that if it's a box with kelims, even though you're not being kind of the box, you might have mashiach on the box could work for the kelim because it's the same type of mashiach, it's a mashiach of dragging. Ashenki by behemoth, where the way the mashiach works is that you cause the animal to move. That type of mashiach doesn't work by kelim. So then the mashiach that you're doing to the box can't work for the kelim. That's what Tosfos says. The Rosh over here is the obvious kasha. In fact, the Rosh, that's funny, but over here we're talking about the animal's kfusa. You're right that by normal behemoth, the Meshicha causes it to move, so it's a different type of Meshicha. But over here, the animal is tied up. The Gemara made a Nukimta in order to get out of the Chatzah controversy. We made a Nukimta, the behemah was tied up. Now the behemah is tied up. So the act of Meshicha they do to the behemah is exactly the same type of Meshicha they do to the Kelim. It's a dragging Meshicha, not a walking Meshicha. As I affect the Rosh, on this chart of Tosfos, the Rosh over here is Zimach HaGimel, as you see. The Rosh asks, because he doesn't understand. He says, what are you telling me that the reason why the Gemara spoke about a behemoth and not by a box? It's because by a box it's posher that it works, the Meshicha on the box and the kelim, because it's the same type of Meshicha. The entire suffix of the Gemara was, when you're doing it on a behemoth, which has a different type of Meshicha, Well, maybe we're talking about where it's tied up. Let's say Fekhter Rosh. If you should kupo mashe betoicha mishichas m'shavam, al mishichas a behema aydei hiloch, al mishichas a kelim aydei greira. We're talking about kfusa. What do you mean to ask? We're talking about where you drag the behema. So what's the problem? So the answer is, become welcome stam knias behema ide hiloch. But generally, when you're carrying a behema, you do it ide hiloch. So the obvious question is, what's the answer? But right now, I'm dragging it. He says, no, but normally when you're carrying a behema, you do ide hiloch. So what? That's the pella also. What does he mean? That's a big shaila. What did the Rosh mean? What did the Rosh mean? What did the Rosh mean? Before we go further, the second day of the Rosh we're going to see tomorrow, it means a riot from Shabbos, which is a whole controversy with Chaim, based on the raid that I'm going to say today. But what did the Rosh answer? The Rosh answered that when it's a kupa, it works to the most same type of Mashiach. Hashem came over here, when you're schlepping the animal, when you're doing Mashiach on the animal, there's a tzad that doesn't work for the kelim, it's not the same type of Mashiach. Mashiach kupa, Mashiach betoich, Mashiach has a shava. Al Mashiach has a behemai, the hiloch. Mashiach has a kelim, the egrera. The Afagaf, the Rikusari, the Kowakim Stam, Kinyas behemai, the hiloch. Before the Lachem Mashiach Shabbos. What did the Rosh answer? The last, I don't understand. We're talking about an animal that's tied up. There's a thing on it. He's dragging the thing. Why shouldn't it work? Why should it be different than a box? Because normally, but I want to get onto the kasha. It's same with chaffer. What do you mean normal mashiach is ayidei hiloch? Well, you're not being kind of the animal here anyway. But that's the pellet in the Rosh. The riddle in the Rosh is, what is he saying? He says, you the something of the Gemara was that the mashiach of an animal is different than the nature of the mashiach on Caleb. Why? Because Caleb is dragging and the mashiach of an animal is hiloch. In fact, the Rosh, the obvious kasha, but over here we're talking about kfusa, where you're dragging the animal also. He says, yeah, but that's not the normal way of being kind of an animal. But I'm not being kind of an animal over here anyway. All I'm doing is perpetrating a mashiach for the kelim. But I don't know what the Rosh answer. I'm going to say very tief already to explain this. Yesh lachkor. When the Gemara is a sad that a guy does a nice mashiach on a behemoth that it helps with the kelim, yesh lachkor, what's the pshat in that? In the Tosis read that I asked you to see today, and this is what we're going to call the first side of the Chakira, the Tosis read says explicitly that by moving the box is a way of moving the Kalim. I want to explain what I just said to make it clear. Okay? If the Kli, okay, was, and I want to say explicitly what I mean to say. The Kli was a Rishos HaYochid, okay? And now the Kli is a Rishos HaRavim. How did it move from Rishos HaYochid to Rishos HaRavim? I moved it. It's not doing it much. It's in a different place. How did I go about moving it? The way I went about moving it is by moving the box. I have to go with my hand and touch the Zach itself. I moved the Kalim. I perpetrated an act of Mashiach to the Kalim. How did I perpetrate an act of Mashiach to the Kalim? I moved the Kli from place A to place B. Up to now, the Kli was in place A. Now it's in place B. That's Mashiach. You want to know how I got it from place A to place B? It doesn't interest me. What's the difference? Who cares? By the way, that would have been the simple pshat, the Gemara, that I did an act of Mashiach directly to the Kli. This pshat, that you did an act of Mashiach directly to the Kli, and by the way, I'm interpreting what that means. Doing an act of Mashiach directly to the Kli means that the Kli was in place A, and I caused it to be in place B. That's Mashiach. The lashon of the read over here is, he says explicitly, the lashon of this read is, nearly, the dafka of Achayim coming by Olav. Why is Safsa Mali Agav of Kalim? Omle Meshach Safsa Zalikim is Kevin Shalav. Alpha Pichal Hukun Ola Safsa Kana the Kevin Shagab of Share Kalim the Kurfahim Mshachin. Look at this. U Mali Moshkan Bifne Atmoi Mali Moshkan in my Safsa Shtachbeim. He says, why was Yerushalayim by a behema? Because he says, by behemoth, it's not called you schlep the kelim because you got the animal to move. And the animal, what are you called? He doesn't ask the kasha about the kfusa. No, no. But it's a forsion in the rid. It's a forsion in the black or white. Mali. This Mali is dramatic. Mali moshchon b'fne'atzim. Mali moshchon im asasho shetachteim. B'koichayim nemshachim. What's b'koichayim nemshachim? The kelim of b'koichayim nemshachim. That's cool. You move the kelim. By the way, this is not the very reasonable pshat, I go. This was a very reasonable job that I perpetrated an act of moving to the kelim. I perpetrated an act of moving to the kelim. It says, the kelim were in place A, now they're in place B. I got them to move. Mali. Because Heim the Meshachim. Heim means the kelim were in the Meshachim. I did a Meshachim to the kelim. If that's the Meshachim in the Gemara, If that's the Pshat Mikvamara, so then the Tosis, the Rosh doesn't make any sense. The Rosh is the Kasha, the Rosh said, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Because it's two different types of Mashiach. So what the Rosh answer? Because it's two different types of Mashiach, that was the suffix. Whether this Mashiach could work for that. In fact, the Rosh HaKasha, well, here we're talking about Kfusa, you're dragging it, you're not making hilos. He says, no, but the normal way of being kind of behemoth is not through dragging, it's through hilos. Who cares? I'll say it very bluntly now. 2 minutes ago, I asked a question and said, who cares? You're not being kind of the animal anyway. But I'm going to ask him much sharper now. If the Tosfos of it is right, that I perpetrated a Maisa Kinyan to the Kalim directly. I moved the Kalim. Why is this a legitimate shot, by the way? The Kalim were in place A, they were there, now they're in place B. That's called I moved them. If it's called I moved them, so I don't understand. You moved the Kalim, how did you move the Kalim? You dragged them. You dragged the Kalim from place to place. What's the problem? You tell me that normally behemoths are not nikkan ideas. I'm a Mashiach, who cares about that? Who cares about the behemoth? I'm doing an act of Mashiach to the Kalim, and I dragged the Kalim. I did an act of dragging, which moved the camel from one place to another. That the Rosh is there, doesn't make any sense. See, if the aside of the Gemara over here is that you perpetrated an act of Mashiach to the Caleb Shalev by moving them from one place to another, that's called a Mashiach, their name doesn't interest me. So then the Rosh and Tosis have no meaning. What do Tosis say? That the Shalev's whether has the same Mashiach or not. The Derech is like that. So, and then he has a kasha, but over here it's kfusas. Over here we're doing a schlepping mashiach. He says, no, but animals, you know, when we're animals, we don't forget about the kasha yet before they're not creating the animal over here. You're not doing mashiach on the animal, you're doing mashiach on the object. And the object you move from place to place with the dragging, and the shalmaiso. I have another dik, which I'll say in a second. That's a kushyatsu, but the Rosh didn't know like that. No, the emes is like this. There's a whole maisa here. The Rabban of Babasu that I asked you to see today. I put the Rambam and Babasra, not the Rambam here, because the Rambam over here is very mikatsa, but the Rambam and Babasra attacks the Pshat of the Tosfos really with two lumped shakashas. Open up the sheet that I gave you. And the Rambam and Babasra attacks the Pshat of the Tosfos really with two attacks. And then we're going to learn the Reb Chaim inside. The Reb Chaim said only one of them. I want to say, I'm going to learn the Reb Chaim the second half first. The Rabban. Vitam Acher. In the middle of the Rabban, Babasa Daf Pei Vav, we have a Yeshiva. Let's learn it inside. Learn a piece of Rabban inside together, okay? Since not all of you learned this morning, so we'll learn together now. And Talmud Torah. Some people learned it. Rabbi Hirsch learned. Oh. Yeah, Schar Gidl Bonham. Simcha Gidl Bonham. Baruch Hashem. Hey, all of you, Rish Hashem, Simchus. I only meant it in order to get the bracha back from you. Yeah. Vitam. Look inside. Vitam Acher Omru. Two attacks on the Tosfos Rid. Vitam Acher Omru Sharia Perus Monochim Voimdim Bekli Vein Zozim Imkaiman. Vekivan She'ein Meshicha Sakli Klum Leikona. Stop. Taina number one. I'm saying it's Taina number one because in the order of my thinking, it's Taina number one. And this Taina, by the way, the Rabban says over here, else, it's not called they moved. They're in the same place. That's not called they moved. That's called they're in the same place. That's not called they moved. This is a famous Rechaim Shalev about the Klai Yisrael in the Midbar when they were by the Eibishta in the Onon. So that's called that they're always in the same place. But Akoponim, what the Rabban means to say is that that's not called moving. So it's very interesting. You have something in a box over here, and then it's over there. That's not called the object move. It's called the box move. The object didn't move. That's an interesting taina, by the way. What's the philosophical taina? He says in Purush. They didn't move. You'll see in a minute the Nafkarina that he says here. They didn't move. That's not called moves. That's cool. I would understand that what he means is a philosophical taina. What he means is that the place of the Kalim is the box, and there is a box. That's what he means. You hear what I just said? He means this taina, is a physics taina. Their mokum is the box, and the vayit in the box. That's not cool, they move places, but it's also been recovered. They didn't move. You'll see in a minute the second taina. You'll see the nafkamina, he says, well, let me relax. Say, come. The second taina, he says, look in the first half of the Rambam. Af Mashach Peres with Kalev Shamaikal de Karna, Kishem Shem Mashiach Karna, Bishus Mecha, Kaf Ainer Karna, Bekalev Shamaikar, Bishus Lakak, Kishatim Zilam, Kalev Shamaikar, Bishus Lakak, Lakana, Dakalev Kachatere Domi. He says another Tainer. The second Tainer, the Tam Acher, is what I just read. The Tam Acher is that what? The Tam Acher is that what? Is that it Moshe didn't move. It didn't move from its place. That's not called a move. So you didn't return act of Mashiach to the Kalev. That's why I'm Tainer. Tainer number two, says the Ramban, is that even if you did, wasn't there a second Tainer? But halal, you're not being kind of the behemoth over here. You're not being kind of the behemoth. See, about you not being kind of the behemoth, about you not being kind of the behemoth, so it comes out that the kelim are in the reshus of the meicher. So there's a second problem. One problem is that prechal, you didn't perpetrate movement. They didn't, that's not called a move. We're called physics. The second problem is that even if it's called a move, but where are they located? They're weiter in the reshus of the meicher, right? You're not weiter in the reshus of the meicher. So the achnasa, the rishos that you perpetrated to the kelim, can't make a kinyan on them because they're still in the rishos of the meicher, because they're sitting in the kli of the meicher, in the box of the meicher, and in such a case it doesn't work. Now, look at the nafkamina here. What's a nafkamina, by the way? This is not very thick a nafkamina. What happens if it's in the box of a third party? Hey, look at the Ramban. Look inside. Vila zeh hatam, the second line from the end. Look inside the Ramban. Vila zeh hatam, afilu bekelim shel savsu leikana, shein ze meshicha klal. And Rav Anzal Z, see here? According to the second reason, that it didn't move at all, it won't help that it's in the box. Sarso, by the way, means the real estate agent, the middleman. Right? Sarso is the middleman. Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Sarso on the Torah. He was the middleman. He brought us the Torah. Sarso is a broker. Says Rav Anam, where do you think Alumdash and Afkamina? If the problem is that it's not called that the Caleb moved, Ein Zu Mashiach Klal, it won't help even in the box of a third party. Well, nice, it's not called a move because it's in the box. If the problem is problem number one, that it didn't leave the Rishos of the Meicher, but it's called an act of Meshicha, what happens if it's in the box of somebody else? Then it won't work, because it's not the Rishos of the Meicher. So it left the Rishos of the Meicher, and I perpetrated an act of Meshicha outside the Rishos of the Meicher. The Mamal Dika Nafkamina, Yamur Dika Ramban, Amoyu Dika Mamal Dika Nafkamina, that the Ramban says between his two reasons why the Tosis Ritz Pshat is wrong. One Pshat is because of Meshicha Klal, because it's not called that the things have moved at all. They didn't move at all. They're in the same place they were till now. That's not called you did a Mashiach Tazach. It's not called the object moved. If that's true, it won't help even if it's in the box of a third body. But according to the first time that he brings down, that the reason is not because it didn't move, it did move. But it moved inside the Rishos of the Meicher. And when it's inside the Rishos of the Meicher, so you don't have Achnas of the Rishos to the Kekach, if it's in the box of a third guy, it will work. That's the Nifalmud. So those are the Ramban's two attacks against the Tosis Rid. Because of these two attacks, we'll see one at a time, either both of them or one of them. The Rosh learned the different Shat in the Gemara, and then we're going to learn of Chaim inside who said this, and then we'll understand everything. The Rosh learned because of these two kashas. By the way, one second, because of these kashas, the Rishayim say a different Shat, a third Shat, which is not the Shat I'm going to speak about today. Rishayim say a different Shat, which we'll leave for now. Therefore, because of these two kashas, the Rosh and Tosis had a different Shat in the Sugya. They learned very teeter-ray, and I'll show you some where Chaim says it inside. They learned that the pshat is that avada and avada, you didn't move the kelim, either because of taina one, either because of taina two. The pshat is the pshat and ganzen. Real slowly. The pshat is, we'll take for example the second taina of the Ramban and Bava Basra. They pshat didn't move. They're in the same place they were till now. So ein meshicha klal. There's no meshicha done to the kelim. The answer is anochanam. You didn't do meshicha to the kelim, but you did a ma'aseh meshicha to the behemah. And the ma'aseh meshicha that you did to the behemah, that works for the kelim. The meshicha, although the behemah didn't move from one place to another, and the kelim are on the behemah. So perpetrating a ma'aseh meshicha to the zach, which is holding the kelim, that's enough of achnasa l'rashus. That's enough of haroz bailus to go ahead and make a kinyan on the kelim. So it's not like the thesis we learned. That's what the Ramban's attacking. It's not like the thesis understanding that moving the box is a way of moving the what? That moving the box is a way of moving the kelim. That's not the pshat. You didn't move the kelim. We'll go with the second time of the Ramban. That's not what the kelim moved. The kelim are where they were till now. They're static. Now the part is, when you do a ma'aseh nasa v'shus on the animal, and on the animal which the kelim are, it's enough. The word enough is the critical word here. A ma'aseh nasa v'shus on the animal is enough to go ahead and make a Kenyan for the Kalem on it. The Baal Kalem are on it. I'll explain this a little more. The Baal Kalem are on it. The Baal Kalem are on the animal. So doing a Maisa Achnosel of Roshos to the animal is enough of a Maisa Kenyan for the Kalem on it. Hakam that I didn't perpetrate a Maisa Meshika to the animal, to the Kalem Bachal. That's the Emek of the Pshat. Everything slowly. So you'll all ask me and say, okay, I'm prepared to hear that answers the first time of the Ramban against the Tosfos Rid, that you didn't move the Kalem at all. You didn't move the Kalem. The answer is I don't need to move the Kalem because I'm doing a Maisa Meshika to the animal. But what about the second time of the Ramban? That the Maisa, the Kalem are sitting in the Roshos of the Meicher, you're not buying the animal. What about the second time of the Ramban? You can tell me that it's not called I move the Kalem, but I don't need to move the Kalem. I don't need to move the Kalem. Because the part is the Maisa, Hachnos, the Roshos and the animals enough to be kind of the Kalem, Hakam, that I didn't perpetrate an act of Meshika to the Kalem, because the Kalem are in the same place they were till now. Well, the Maisa, what about the other time of the Ramban? How could you do a Maisa Achnosa Roshosa that's going to work for the Kalem, halay the animal still in your Roshosa? So it's very interesting. Reb Chaim addressed it. Look in the sheet. I wrote a quote from Reb Chaim in the Sefer. He says like this. Vehenir, let's learn a piece of Reb Chaim inside. Learn up a shtick of Reb Chaim. Vehenir, zok Reb Chaim like this. Learn a piece of Reb Chaim inside. Look in your sheets. Vehenir, it seems to me, says Reb Chaim, it's a double pasuk. You don't have it? Where is it? No more sheets left? You only printed 10 of it? They're all there still. Right? They're on the way to Geniza. Most of you don't have? Something. Let me see. I won't look how many people are taking. You have one right here? You're looking for that one hour? The first time there's nine you missed. Well, for good reasons. Harry Hussberg says okay. He's my new now Wolfman. You're working by Miller a couple of months when I tell you, you're carrying on with us. Drew around the hat all day. Whatever it is. Something reasonable. That's exactly what it is. You know what I mean? I won't look.
Everyone see the file.
Yeah. I got a book, I'm already talking about taking my Macrimus. This man's not over yet. And until you go to Egypt and ride your camels through the desert, then I should learn. It's an opportunity to steig, okay? There's like a Shmack HaSugius coming up, and they say this is a shas. I'm not exaggerating. It's not tuck for coin, but it's a notch below. That line you have? That was only for you. I made everyone get it, yeah? Let's learn Chaim inside. We'll learn a sticker of Chaim inside, a Zisa of Chaim. The chain here, let's inside. Looking inside. Okay. Geen neer is ook op geheim. De massag is het dover betuig klies alle bijlen met zonder zullen zullen zo. Geheim is een very simple case. By the way, this is geheim, the famous geheim, because the famous muscle. You have a box of a guy. By the way, a box doesn't have to be a little box. You can have a big box, a big container, or whatever it is, a klee. And I move an object from one corner to another corner in the box. I have a box of the bile. I'm not being kind of the box. And I moved a kli from one corner to the other. Okay. Vade de lama hani says, it's a no-brainer, it doesn't help. Darei kelev she bile marein kechatzeroi. Vim kein, kamoi de lama hanya meshicha v'roshos bile, v'chanami lama hanya v'kelev she bile. Right? If you do meshicha in the roshos of bile, it doesn't help. That's not cool. Slowly. I want to stop here for a second. Which taina of the Ramban did Reb Chaim mean? He meant the taina that you didn't move it, or he meant the taina that it can't help? He says before, Shloim Mahani. He doesn't say he didn't perpetrate an act of Mashiach. That was the second taina of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Shloim Mashiach Klal. It's not called you move it, it's called it's in the same place. By the way, the reason why Reb Chaim can't say it is because Reb Chaim's mashal is slightly different. Our case where you drag the box, he's talking about a case where you move the kli itself from place to place. Okay, so maybe there you'll say, but also you could say it's called in the same place because it's in the box. Okay, but either way, Yerushalayim was it. But either way, that's not Reb Chaim's taina. Reb Chaim's taina was the other taina of the Ramban that it can't work. What's the etza? Fact Reb Chaim, the kaimel on the kelo shemoicha mahani meshicha. I agumar, you're allowed to do meshicha on the kelo of the moicha and it works. Zok there, haynu dafke hecha da osa meshicha gam be kelo shemoicha. That's only when you did a Maisa Meshicha to the Kalim. He's talking about Kalim, he means the box. Through doing it on the box, you did a Maisa Meshicha on the Kli also. Therefore it works to be kind of what's inside it also. But if you didn't touch the box at all, so also Reb Chaim's Eitzah to fix this problem. Reb Chaim's time is that it's in the Rishos of the guy. Says Reb Chaim, Abed Eitzah. You move the box. Figure Hakasha, what do you mean you move the box? You're not coming to be kind of the box. How did you fix the problem? Remember, mysterious Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that when a Meshika is perpetrated inside the Meshika's box, it can't work because you're in the Rishos of the Meshika. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is don't move the Kalim from one corner to another, move the box itself. What happens if I move the box? But I'm not being kind of the box. It's the box of the Moicher. Not a Peloton. Is that real? We write it as Azizir Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim's time is that the Pshat of the Tosfos really doesn't make sense because of the time that it's in the Rishos. So what does it help me that. What's our Gemara? Over here, you perpetrated the Meshicha, you move the box. What does it help me that you move the box? And then it's Reb Chaim. What happens when you move the box? But the object is still in the box of the Meshicha. You're not being kind of the box. But Reb Chaim's not saying you're being kind of the box. You did a Meshicha to the box. So what does that mean? What does Chaim mean? Shtei Reb Chaim, Moiri Dika Shaking Zach. Mamash Moiri Dika Shaking Zach. Shtei Reb Chaim, that Hagavi not being kind of the box, but the Maisach Nosel the Roshos that you did to the box, Hagavi not being kind of, could radiate to the Kalim on it. You hear me? So since I moved the box, it means like this. The box I moved from Rishos A to Rishos B. Listen to a shocking zach. The box I moved from Rishos A to Rishos B, correct? The box I moved from Rishos A to Rishos B. So if you belt klapi the box I perpetrated on my sach nosal Rishos, that radiates to the kli, hagam and anapi, kind of the box. What does Rambam say about such a Reb Chaim? Now, he doesn't mean to say, and now it's called you move the kalem, because right there, if it's called you move the kalem, so right there the kalem are in the Rishos of the Meshicha. Thus, it can't be that Reb Chaim means to say that you perpetrated an act of Meshicha to the kalem in the box, because then it goes back to this problem. You can't do kalem in the box, because in the box, Rishos of the Meshicha, you have to do it to the box. You have to move the box, as Reb Chaim says before. Frekha Chakasha, what does it help you that you move the box? But the box is not being kainan. What does Reb Chaim mean? What do Chaim mean? But you're not being kind of the box. So what does it help me that I move the box? Chaim says that if you move the Kalim in the box, it doesn't help because in the Rishos of the Meshicha, you can't perpetrate Meshicha to the Kalim. So I get Hakashah, so what's up if I move the box? I'm not being kind of the box. Is there Chaim? I don't know what the word better means. There's a problem that the Kalim are in the box. They're in the Rishos of the Meshicha. So what he means to say is, and by the way, what Chaim means to say is, the Kafu Kublanu, he means to say is that you're not doing a Maisa Meshicha to the Kalim. If you're doing a Maisa Meshicha to the Kalim, there's no answer on the Kasha. If you're doing Ma'aseh Meshicha to the Kalim, so the Kalim are nimtza b'Rishos HaMeshicha, you can't advise direct Bibles on the Kalim. What it means to say is that you're doing a Ma'aseh Kinyan on the Kli, on the animal which is holding the Kalim, which I'm going to explain soon in a few minutes, much more about Chava. The answer is you're doing a Ma'aseh Kinyan you're doing to the Behemah. It's Hagam, that you're not being kind of the Behemah, but you did a Ma'aseh Achnasa l'Rishos to the Behemah, because I moved the Behemah from place A to place B. That Ma'aseh Achnasa l'Rishos that I did to the Behemah is enough to radiate to the Kalim which are on the Behemah. Yes, that crazy finish. What? What I say?
Doesn't bother me that it's still
Kalim Shomaycher. And then it doesn't bother me that it's still Kalim Shomaycher because I perpetrated a Ma'aseh Achnasa l'Rishos to the Kalim Shomaycher. Kilu, I did a Ma'aseh Achnasa l'Rishos to the Kalim Shomaycher. Hear the Reb Chaim? That's the Emek of the Reb Chaim. The Emek of the Reb Chaim is that it bothers you when it's Kalim Shomaycher when I'm doing a Ma'aseh Kinyan on the Kli in the Rishos of the Kalim Shomaycher. When I perpetrate a Ma'aseh Kinyan to the Kalim Shomaycher, I got that I'm not being kind to the Kalim Shomaycher. Azazach is not called Rishos of Shomaycher. Yes, it's not important. 1 second. Shaking Reb Chaim. Shaking Reb Chaim. A shaking Reb Chaim. A shaking Reb Chaim. A shaking Reb Chaim. Here, shaking Reb Chaim. 1 second, I'm not finished yet. That's what Chaim says. Akapon Shtein Reb Chaim. Akapon Shtein Reb Chaim. That you're doing a Maisa Kinyan to the box, not to the Kalim. Because if you're doing it to the Kalim, the Kalim is the Maisa. It's like slapping an animal in the Chotzer of the Maisa. Zakram Chaim, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan into the box. And the Maisa Kinyan for the box is Mahani, is for the Kalim also. It's another way of moving the Kalim, meaning by moving the box. I barely understand the Rambam. You're asking what the Rambam is. He said a chiddush neira that a ma'aser kinyan on the box could work to take off the problem that the kelim on the rishus of the boicher because I'm showing bailus on the box through the kelim. How come they're not being kind of the box? They don't. They, you know how what a chiddush that is. I said like Rambam slowly. So what was the Gemara about if he's there? So what was the Gemara about? So the Tosis by us and the Rosh by us, they say that what the Gemara was about is that the Kalim and the animal have two different types of Mashiachas, right? So what is that? Does the Mashiach of A work for B? First of all, I want to say a few things. What I'm going to say now is on two levels. First of all, it's clear to me from the Tosis, from the Rosh and the Tosis, they didn't like the Tosis read. I'll explain. If the topic of the Gemara is that you're dragging the kelim, so I don't understand the Rosh's terrors by Kfusa. Normally animals don't work because that's not the way. Who's talking about the animal? Talking about the kelim? What's he talking about? What's the Rosh talking about? The Rosh says this is not the normal way you train animals. I'm not being trained animals before. The Rosh is a fella. What the Rosh say, even though this behavior happens to be tied down and you're dragging it, but this is not the normal way of, who cares? Who cares? I'm moving the kli, kelim. So that's a Rav Buchachas, he didn't know like that side. I would also add on another nice deer, by the way. The Rosh is very myrif when he explains what the problem is. So he says, because the animal's done this way, and this is done that way. Why doesn't he say something very simple? Who's talking about the animal, Bachal? We're talking about moving the kelim. This is a way of moving the kelim. So what's he saying? Hola Richos, this is the way animals are done, this is the way kelim are done. He should say that this is not the normal way. Kelim are done. Elma, it is not. I'm saying to the Yukim in the Rosh, why does Rachel talk about the animal? Well, this is the normal way you do animals, not the normal way you do animals. And second of all, but by Kfusa, I don't understand. You drag the Kalim. So what does he say? Because not the normal way to do it. I'm not talking about animal, Rachel. Elamai, the Rosh also learned, slowly, that the Pu'ula of the Mashiach that's being done over here is not the Mashiach to the Oregon. It's not the Mashiach to the Kalim. Why not? Maybe because of the Rosh is the Rabban second time. It's not called the Kalim moved at all. The Mashiach is being done to the Behemah. I didn't do Mashiach to the Kalim. We'll go with the Ramban second time, the Taina Acher. But the word is, it didn't move. That's not called a move. That's called to the same place. It's in the box. It's on the animal. It's right there on the animal. That's its makom, okay? That it's in place. It's not called in place A, place B. It's called in the same makom. It's sitting on the Behemah. What did it do? I did a Maisa Mashiach to the animal. And the Maisa Mashiach on the animal works for the Kalim. But why and what? And I want to say now much deeper and what the Suffolk of the Gemara was. So the Suffolk of the Gemara generically stating the Rosh and the places is that two different types of Mashiachas. So here I want to ask the question, who cares or what? So Susan Dapp is a Mashiach, big show. I want to say, Mori the Katifa Zach, watch. Look inside the sheet again that I gave you. I want to take the Sugi to another level. There's a Rosh above Vasadav Pevov who says as follows, look inside. The Rosh says, the suffix of the Gemara was, is an animal a basis for the kelim or not, correct? Is it a basis? Is it a base? Is it a platform? By a box. A box is a platform for a kelim, correct? An animal is not a basis. So I want to say a few things. Number one is, I have a steer. The Rabban of Bavashra says, the Rosh of the Bavashra says, the suffix is the animal a basis for the kelim. Hey, also he says before us that the suffix is, there are two different types of Mashiachim. The Mashiach of an animal is walking, and the Mashiach of kelim is schlepping. So Steve is a Rosh. There the Rosh says the Suffolk is it a basis. And here he says the Suffolk is, does one type of Mashiach work for another object? That's A. B, I want to start off and say that first of all, this Rosh is also a Raya that you like Tosis Rid. According to Tosis Rid, why do I need the animal to be a basis for the Kalim? I moved the Kalim. The Kalim were on 54th Street, now they're on 55th Street. What's the problem? Why do I need the animal to be a basis? I'm saying a Mori Tekazah. Before I answer the steers, I'm going to explain in 1 second. Why do I need the animal to be a basis? Why do we need to be a bosses? It needs to be a boss, it needs to be a base. Bosses is the Yisrael and Mukta, right? The bosses of Dover also. Why do we need to be a boss? I don't understand. You take the Gemara in its simplest form. I moved it from place to there, I moved it from place to there, finished. Mabaya. Up to now it was here, and now it's there. Up to now it was in Rosh Hashanah, now it's in Rosh Hashanah. What's the problem here? Ob du das schon sehr genau zu machen, ich sage, wo war der? Was passt es mir? Steht da, das ist das, and here we're going to put everything together. The answer is that the sugi is not about moving the kelim. You didn't move the kelim didn't move. That's another Ramban. They're in the same place, slowly. They ain't come a shikha klal, not us. You're doing a ma'aseh b'shikha to the animal. And why should the b'shikha and the animal work for the kelim? Here's the big secret, because it's the bosses. Because it's the bosses for the kelim. It's not the kelim, but it's the base of the kelim. It's the platform which the kelim are sitting on. Watch what I'm saying now. And doing a ma'aseh b'shikha to the bosses is enough of a haraz b'ailus, is enough of a haraz b'shikha to work for the kelim. Which is a basis, it's a base for something else, it's a platform for something else. And doing a ma'aseh b'shikha, doing a ma'aseh hachnasa v'shus on the base is enough for the tach on it, ve'ik gishmak. So what's the suffix, whether it's a base or not? Here comes the tifkai. You know what the suffix is? It's not a kasha. Either it's a base or it's not. What's the suffix? And now it's better. And why is the suffix only by a behemah, not by a box? It's very simple. When we talk about a basis, we're talking about a basis legabi m'shikha. I want to know, is this thing a base for this thing, legabi mashichim? And here's where all the rushes come together. The service of the shayla is not, does mashicha type A work with mashicha type B? That's not the service of the shayla. You know why? Because either it's a bosses or it's not a bosses. Listen to the tifkai I just said. I don't care if type A mashicha is working for type B, who cares? Halei, anyway, I'm asking now enough akasha. What do I care if the type of Mashiach that a behemoth does is different than the type of Mashiach that I do on Kelim, but I'm doing Mashiach to the behemoth, not to the Kelim? I'm asking more like a Shaila. Halle, what do I care that the two types of Mashiachs? But we already decided, based on the attack on the Tosis Rid, and based on Rav Chaim, that the Mashiach that I'm doing, I'm not doing Mashiach to the Kelim, I'm doing Mashiach to the animal. So what's the difference if it doesn't say that was the Kelim? The answer is, you're right, it doesn't make a difference, Sakra. But in order for the Mashiach and the behemoth to work on the Kelim, it has to be that the behemoth is called the buses for the Kelim, correct? Whether or not it's called the buses for the Kelim depends if it's the right type of Mashiach. Do I see an animal as a buses for the Kelim, legabi Mashiach? That depends whether they're the same type of Mashiach or not. So the needin of the Gemara wasn't doing Mashiach type A doesn't work for type B. You know, I'll say more of the Gazach now. Now I understand. Because then it's very fair. Over here, the animal's kfusa, the animal's tied up. I'm doing type B mashicha. What's the problem? So what does he say? Because normally, you know, you're not kind of animals like that. Who cares? Listen to the teeth guide. But because normally you're not kind of animals like that, so as far as mashicha is concerned, the animal's not a buses for the kli. That's what it means. What did Rosh mean when he went to say that hagam, that it's kfusa, and hagam, that right now you're dragging, but this is not the normal way you're kind of animals. Who cares? Who cares? It's not the way we're going to do it. I'm not going to do it anyway. All I'm doing is perpetrating a ma'aseh b'shikha to the behemah, and how you did that, it shows bailus on the kelim, which are all there. The answer is, you're right. But in order for the ma'aseh b'shikha on the behemah to work for the kelim allah, it has to be called a basis. It has to be called that this is some sort of handle of the zach. Legabi m'shikha, says the Rosh Tifavart. The shal of the Gemara wasn't, says the Rosh Hashanah, whether type m'shikha A works for type B. It's not the suffix. The suffix is, are you a buses or not? If you're a buses, so whatever mashicha you do works for the thing that's on the buses. Now the shaila is, are you a buses or not? And what's that shaila, whether you're a buses or not? That's shaila, are you a buses, legabi mashicha, is totally in, are you the same types of mashicha or not? If you're the same type of mashicha, so then legabi mashicha, you're called a buses. If you're not the same type of mashicha, so then legabi mashicha, you're not called a buses. Says the Rosh Hashanah de Kazakh. Says the Rosh, over here you're doing type B Mashicha, it's a kfusa, and you're dragging it. So like the Rosh, no, but that's not the normal way you do Mashicha on it. So since it's not the normal way you do Mashicha to an animal, so Mamela Ligabi Mashicha, an animal's not called a boss. I mean, we're looking, does an animal and a Kelim have Shachas to each other? That's the Shachas. Ligabi Mashicha. We're not talking about international relations. We're talking about Ligabi Mashicha. Could I look, Ligabi Mashicha, could I look as the Kelim as a puffle to the Mamela? Ligabi Mashicha. I'll say it that way. Legabi Mashicha, could I look as the Kelim as a toffle to the behemoth? Legabi Mashicha. That's what bosses means, by the way. Bosses means that you're the bosses and I'm just sitting on you. I'm a toffle to it. That shaila, whether Legabi Mashicha, I can look at the Kelim as a toffle to the bosses, depends on whether Legabi Mashicha were in the same family or not. So for that, here's the huge difference. If the topic is whether type Mashicha A works for type Mashicha B, it's very sure. Over here, the animal is tied up. Over here, you're doing dragging. So what do you say? Normally it doesn't work for behemoths. Doesn't make sense to me. Who cares? Who cares doesn't normally work for behemoths? Let's get me wrong. But if the Yisrael Advar is, it needs to become a bosses. And by the way, now I understand bosses. Bosses is not the shadow of the faces, right? Bosses means that when I move A, it's called enough to work for B. Because I move the bosses. I don't need to move the B. The animal, the Kelim didn't move, but I move the bosses. but I need you to be a basis. In order for you to be a basis, to be that legabi mashicha, you're called a tafel. If we have two types of mashichas, legabi mashicha, I can't look at you as a tafel for the basis, and therefore the vice mashicha on the basis won't help you, because you're not a basis. Not that the vice mashicha won't help. You're not a basis. They have no connection to each other. Two different objects over there, which are not connected to each other. So doing it, you'll tell me, grad right now is the same. So, but since that's not the noise, murdik. If the topic of the Gemara was, are you doing the wrong type of mashicha? So it doesn't make sense that normally you need to do a different type of mashicha. But right now the animal's tired. Right now I'm doing the dragging. Right now the animal's a dead duck. So it can't move. So what do you mean that I'm doing the wrong type of mashicha? But if the topic of the Gemara is whether I'm a basis or not, so whether or not you call me a tafel to a basis depends whether in the family of mashicha we have the same type of mashicha. If in the world of mashicha we have two different types of mashichas, then we don't look at a kli as a tafel to an animal. They're two different worlds. The Gabi the Kenyan, that's Niflum Moir, that Mithir Shal Torah. But all of that is only true if I learn the second side of the Suffolk of the Gemara, that the Maisa, you're not perpetrating a direct Maisa Mashiach on the Kelim, all you're doing is a Maisa Mashiach to the bosses. By the way, the Rosh picks it out over there, Bavasi, you're doing Maisa Mashiach to the bosses. And once you do Maisa Mashiach to the bosses, it's enough. I don't need to do more than that. And here's the huge Chiddush, Hagamda, you're not being kind to the bosses. Here's the huge Chiddush. By the way, now we understand it a little bit better. How could it be that a Maisa Kenyan on the thing helps even not being kind? Because it's the bosses of the Zach. And Hagamda, I'm not being kind to the bosses. I don't need to perpetrate a Maisa Mashiach to the object itself that I'm being kind of. It's enough to perpetrate a Maisa Kenyan to the bosses, to the base of the Zach. Just it has to be called the base of the Zach. That was the topic of the Gemara, because they have two different types of Mashiach. All this is as a result of the two attacks that the Rabban attacked of Shadow the Faces with. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we're going to see the second of half, and we'll see the other part of Reb Chaim, Mr. Shem, B'Shot Tego, looks like.